My name is Zachary Smithson. I am 15 years old, and today is June 12th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Chuck Robinson, who is my grandpa. We are recording this interview in Ventura, California. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
The person who influenced me most was my dad. His name was J.C. Robinson, and he worked hard all of his life, and he taught me some very good lessons. He taught me if you wanted a job and you had an interview at 7 o'clock, you got there at 6:30. Let the people know that you want the job. And he also taught me that if you wanted something bad enough, work for it. And don't get in a hurry, and good things will come to you.
Okay, can you describe one of your happiest memories with your father?
With my father?
Yeah.
One of the happiest moments with my dad is I remember when I was probably about 8 years old. He was a painter. He painted houses. And all day I worked with him painting underneath the cabinets. Because I was painting, because he told me that if I helped him all day, he would let me drive his truck home. We lived in the desert. So I worked all day long, and that night he let me drive the truck home.
Okay. What was your biggest fight in between one of your parents that changed you as a person?
Fight?
Yeah.
Oh, my parents didn't fight very much. My dad was very quiet. My mom spoke her opinions quite often. But I guess one of the biggest fights was when my mom wanted to go out dancing and my dad didn't. He didn't like to go out dancing. And he said, "You want to go? You go." And so at that point, I learned something that, you know, if you want to do something, even if your mate doesn't want to, then you should do it. You know, so, you know, take care of yourself.
What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
Oh, the proudest things I have are my kids, my daughter, Tara Smithson, and my son, Lauren Robinson. I've seen them both go through so many trials and tribulations, and they never gave up hope about changing their lives. And they changed their lives to the point where they're both very, very respectable people, and they love their children and will do anything for them. And I'm just so proud of them.
What changed you when you had kids?
What changed me was having to think about somebody else besides me. My whole life I thought I was the center of the universe. And then when I had kids, I realized that I wasn't, you know, that my kids were the center of my universe then.
Okay, so if you can redo anything in your life, what would it be?
If I could redo anything in my life, it would be I would not have wanted to go to Vietnam and fought in the war.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as somebody who loved their family, would do anything for their family as long as it's healthy, and had good, strong work ethics, and was an honest, loving person.
If this was your very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me right now?
Yeah, exactly. Because I love you so much. You know, and I've seen you grow from a little baby, go rollerblading down to the school and stuff, and chase you all over the hallways in the school, and watch you grow up. Watch you go through a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of difficulties. I see you coming into a young man and just like, you're so smart and so capable that I just know you're going to have a good life. You know? And I want you to know that being happy is not things. It's not money. It's being happy and being a good person. And I love you to the moon and back.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass to them? What would you want them to know?
That we are not the center of the universe. You know, we're just a small speck on the beach in the sand. And that the world is a big place, and we all have to learn how to live together and love one another and help others who are in need and share that loving heart.